Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So, Kitty, this whole thing about wearing a vest on the bike path is kind of interesting. You did a little digging and you found a little bit more information, huh?
Yeah, I got a phone number for the company that is actually selling the vests, I believe. So, we've got him on the line. Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's a great new project to keep our paths and multi-use trails safe all over the country. We all know that the path and trail systems around Madison contribute to making Madison one of the most livable cities in the U.S. Knowing that, you got to also admit that anybody who's been out there knows how busy they can get on a sunny weekend. And there's people with strollers, there's rollerbladers, there's walkers, there's the cyclists, you know, bikers are cruising around. So our organization is about making these trails safe by renting out high visibility vests to walkers who are out on the trails.
I'm a little confused on how it works. Where are these vests? How do you get them?
Well, what we're doing is we're making vests available right on the trail. So we have some kiosks. Many cities have rent, like bike share programs that have these types of kiosks. We're kind of following that model where we have vests available for rent right out on the trail. And we're also working with local businesses where we're putting in little stations where you can rent the vests right in like their entryway. We like to call it a vestibule, if you will.
But now, how do you get everybody to wear the vest? Is this it's not going to work if everybody's not taking part.
We think by, just simply making these vests available, people will want to wear them. We are also introducing some concepts and working with officials to get approval on a plan where these vests are required by law. And, then maybe a fine would be levied on anyone on the path not in the appropriate high visibility garb. And I think that will help with compliance.
We're talking with Bob Simpson about this proposal to require people to wear brightly colored vests.
Yeah, I want the description more of like what the vest is like. What is it? Can you describe what they look like?
Well, you've seen it. You've seen them on construction workers. You've seen them out on police officers directing traffic. It's a high visibility vest. And we're really working with a lot of different designers to come up with some great designs that really look good and make you feel good wearing them. Of course, they all come in just one color. And we've actually got some available for, lots of people out on the trails with their dogs. So we actually have vests that you can put on your dog because, of course, we want to be seen when we're out walking. You've seen those cyclists come tearing down those bike paths. Now they're riding on electric, they're electric bikes that are almost like motorcycles. So we just are feeling that with our organization, Invest for Safety, It's just the right thing to do. It just seems like the next logical step in making the path safe.
Oh, you say logical, like pathological?
Well, I won't say that, but I can see what people might have some resistance to it. But just like anything, seatbelts. People had resistance to seatbelts when they first came out.
Well, so Bob, can I ask you, I mean, you're talking about it being safe, and that sounds all well and good, but what is the cost for a user then? Do you buy a monthly pass, or how does it work?
We're looking at an hourly rate right now, which is $2 an hour, and $2 an hour to wear a vest for safety seems like it's cheaper than buying a coffee.
Now, I'm looking at your website, and I really do like some of the designs, and one that I think is going to be very popular in Madison is the fringed vest.
Oh, that is one of my favorites. The fringe just is a fantastic. It fits in really with the environment, with the city. So, yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. We also have, I'm not sure if you saw them, but there's some upgrades, which would cost a little bit more for the rental, but they include flashing lights, which can be programmed to do different kinds of light demonstrations that really stand out. So there's a lot of great designs. And again, they do all come in just the one color, though.
Looking on the Invest for Safety in the other cities, and I see the one in Toronto, someone wearing a vest, and on the back it says Viagra.
Oh, they are one of our flagship sponsors. Yeah, we are working hard to find sponsors to help keep costs down while keeping safety and everything else up.
All right. Well, Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety, thanks for taking some time with us and helping us clear this up. We were very curious.
Well, I really appreciate the time here with you guys, and hope you get out there on the paths as the weather warms up, and stay safe, everybody.
This is
Bob Simpson from Invest.
Outrageous.
For
Are
safety.
You kidding me right now?
This company is a joke. Well, I think it's a good start, as a matter of fact. I mean, I like to ride my bike. I've got an e-bike. I ride it on the bike paths. And these people, sometimes they're not thinking.
What, I'm one of these people. I
so
like to walk on there.
So they need to have the extra layer of safety, because how often are they like just stopping and chatting and drinking their latte?
You know what? They're
not even moving.
If you want to go cruising, then go on the country roads. You know, go out there then. Let's go back to the M line. Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, Triple M. This is Jeff. But I want to comment on Jonathan's comment about that safety vest thing.
Yeah.
I agree with them. That is the most ridiculous thing. Another layer of bureaucracy, another way that people can get fined and have to pay the city money.
Yeah. I mean, do you walk on the bike path sometimes?
I ride on the bike path. But here's the thing. What they need to focus on is how about the people who rob people out there? How does that keep you safe from those people?
Right, exactly.
That's
exactly.
More important than somebody on a bicycle.
Yep. Thank you so much. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. Are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
I am.
Yeah. So what do you think? Are you a biker or a walker?
I'm both.
Okay.
I walk, I run, and I bike, and I take my dog on the path, and I think this is utterly insane.
Right.
Well, I think they have vests for the dogs, too.
But to me, it's not the issue of that. To me, what I see, even as a biker, are bikers who fly by, give no indication that they're passing or anything. And yes, walkers and runners and dogs, you know, don't pay attention to. So to me, it's really just everybody needs to be more aware of their surroundings and be cognizant of things and pay more attention and, you know, think about being a good path participant.
I like that. Yes, we can all be path participants together in harmony.
Yeah, it would be great if we could somehow legislate that everyone behaves, but since they can't, you know.
Thanks, Jen.
I love that, Kitty. I wish we could, but you're right. Unfortunately, that's not the way things work right now, but I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, Jen. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
608-588-1055. What do you think?
Safety is important. And I think that Madison has been at the forefront of a lot of these sorts of issues. So I think being a leader in this and safety on these paths, I think that would be a great little feather in our cap.
Don, you can call us if you want to sound off on this. 608-588-1055. Don Orlando says there's somebody, because you're kind of for it, Kitty. I'm not that hot on this. But
I mean, if the bicyclists had to wear it, I probably wouldn't like it that much because I always get that sweat line down the back of my back when I'm biking.
Yeah.
And I think there'd be chafing involved. But as far as the walkers, they're going at a more leisurely pace, and I don't think it would be a problem.
Interesting. All right. Well, Don Orlando says we've got somebody on the phone who I think might be in your camp. Let's go to the M line. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Arthur.
Arthur, hello. Are you calling regarding the vests on the bike path?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so are you for it or against it? How are you feeling?
I mean, how could you not be for this? Everybody should be for it. I mean, this is the new rule, people. You got to follow the rule. And if you're not following the rule, then, you know, and I see you out there without one, then I might have to, you know, report it or something.
You mean you're going to go around and try to report people who aren't wearing the vests? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you know, this is about safety, right? And I think everybody should be on board when the new rule comes down. I mean, whenever I see something like this and people aren't following the rule, I feel like it's on me to get them reported to the authorities. So, you know, I just like to take on that responsibility as a citizen of our town, our city, you know?
Well, let me ask you something, Arthur. Sometimes if someone is crossing and it says don't walk, but there's no cars, that's not a big deal, is it?
It really gives me the shakes, honestly. I just don't like to see that happening. You know, people should really be waiting for the man, not the hand.
All right, so here we go now. Now there's going to be people out there who are just looking around trying to report you.
I think that's great. Looking after our fellow man, making sure we're all toeing the line.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, Kitty, this whole thing about wearing a vest on the bike path is kind of interesting. You did a little digging and you found a little bit more information, huh?
Yeah, I got a phone number for the company that is actually selling the vests, I believe. So we've got him on the line. Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's a great new project to keep our paths and multi-use trails safe all over the country. We all know that the path and trail systems around Madison contribute to making Madison one of the most livable cities in the U.S. Knowing that, you got to also admit that anybody who's been out there knows how busy they can get on a sunny weekend. And there's people with strollers, there's rollerbladers, there's walkers, there's the cyclists, you know, bikers are cruising around. So our organization is about making safe these trails safe by renting out high visibility vests to walkers who are out on the trails.
I'm a little confused on how it works. Where are these vests? How do you get them?
Well, what we're doing is we're making vests available right on the trail. So we have some kiosks. Many cities have rent, like bike share programs that have these types of kiosks. We're kind of following that model where we have vests available for rent right out on the trail. And we're also working with local businesses where we're putting in little stations where you can rent the vests right in like their entryway. We like to call it a vestibule, if you will.
But now, how do you get everybody to wear the vests? Is this it's not going to work if everybody's not taking part.
We think by, you know, just simply making these vests available, people will want to wear them. We are also introducing some concepts and working with officials to get approval on a plan where these vests are required by law. And, then maybe a fine would be levied on anyone on the path not in the appropriate high visibility garb. And I think that will help with compliance.
We're talking with Bob Simpson about this proposal to require people to wear brightly colored vests.
Yeah, I want the description more of like what the vest is like. What is it? Can you describe what they look like?
Well, you've seen it. You've seen them on construction workers. You've seen them out on police officers directing traffic. It's a high visibility vest. And we're really working with a lot of different designers to come up with some great designs that really look good and make you feel good wearing them. Of course, they all come in just one color. And we've actually got some available for, you know, lots of people out on the trails with their dogs. So we actually have vests that you can put on your dog because, of course, we want to be seen when we're out walking. You've seen those cyclists come tearing down those bike paths. Now they're riding on electric, they're electric bikes that are almost like motorcycles. So we just are feeling that with our organization, Invest for Safety, it's just the right thing to do. It just seems like the next logical step in making the path safe.
Oh, you say logical, like pathological?
Well, I won't say that, but I could see what people might have some resistance to it. But just like anything, seatbelts. People had resistance to seatbelts when they first came out.
Well, so Bob, can I ask you, I mean, you're talking about it being safe and that sounds all well and good, but what is the cost for a user then? Do you buy a monthly pass or how does it work?
We're looking at an hourly rate right now, which is $2 an hour. And $2 an hour to wear a vest for safety seems like it's cheap.
So, Kitty, this whole thing about wearing a vest on the bike path is kind of interesting. You did a little digging and you found a little bit more information, huh?
Yeah, I got a phone number for the company that is actually selling the vests, I believe. So we've got him on the line. Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's a great new project to keep our paths and multi-use trails safe all over the country. We all know that the path and trail systems around Madison contribute to making Madison one of the most livable cities in the U.S. Knowing that, you got to also admit that anybody who's been out there knows how busy they can get on a sunny weekend. And there's people with strollers, there's rollerbladers, there's walkers, there's the cyclists, you know, bikers are cruising around. So our organization is about making safe these trails safe by renting out high visibility vests to walkers who are out on the trails.
I'm a little confused on how it works. Where are these vests? How do you get them?
Well, what we're doing is we're making vests available right on the trail. So we have some kiosks. Many cities have rent, like bike share programs that have these types of kiosks. We're kind of following that model where we have vests available for rent right out on the trail. And we're also working with local businesses where we're putting in little stations where you can rent the vests right in like their entryway. We like to call it a vestibule, if you will.
But now, how do you get everybody to wear the vests? Is this it's not going to work if everybody's not taking part.
We think by, just simply making these vests available, people will want to wear them. We are also introducing some concepts and working with officials to get approval on a plan where these vests are required by law. And, then maybe a fine would be levied on anyone on the path not in the appropriate high visibility garb. And I think that will help with compliance.
We're talking with Bob Simpson about this proposal to require people to wear brightly colored vests.
Yeah, I want the description more of like what the vest is like. What is it? Can you describe what they look like?
Well, you've seen it. You've seen them on construction workers. You've seen them out on police officers directing traffic. It's a high visibility vest. And we're really working with a lot of different designers to come up with some great designs that really look good and make you feel good wearing them. Of course, they all come in just one color. And we've actually got some available for, lots of people out on the trails with their dogs. So we actually have vests that you can put on your dog because, of course, we want to be seen when we're out walking. You've seen those cyclists come tearing down those bike paths. Now they're riding on electric, they're electric bikes that are almost like motorcycles. So we just are feeling that with our organization, Invest for Safety, it's just the right thing to do. It just seems like the next logical step in making the path safe.
Oh, you say logical, like pathological?
Well, I won't say that, but I could see what people might have some resistance to it. But just like anything, seatbelts. People had resistance to seatbelts when they first came out.
Well, so Bob, can I ask you, I mean, you're talking about it being safe, and that sounds all well and good, but what is the cost for a user then? Do you buy a monthly pass, or how does it work?
We're looking at an hourly rate right now, which is $2 an hour, and $2 an hour to wear a vest for safety seems like it's cheaper than buying a coffee.
Now, I'm looking at your website, and I really do like some of the designs, and one that I think is going to be very popular in Madison is the fringed vest.
Oh, that is one of my favorites. The fringe just is a fantastic. It fits in really with the environment, with the city. So, yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. We also have, I'm not sure if you saw them, but there's some upgrades, which would cost a little bit more for the rental, but they include flashing lights, which can be programmed to do different kinds of light demonstrations that really stand out. So there's a lot of great designs. And again, they do all come in just the one color, though.
Looking on the Invest for Safety in the other cities, and I see the one in Toronto, someone wearing a vest, and on the back it says Viagra.
Oh, they are one of our flagship sponsors. Yeah, we are working hard to find sponsors to help keep costs down while keeping safety and everything else up.
All right. Well, Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety, thanks for taking some time with us and helping us clear this up. We were very curious.
Well, I really appreciate the time here with you guys, and hope you get out there on the paths as the weather warms up, and stay safe, everybody.
This is
Bob Simpson from Invest.
Outrageous.
For
Are
safety.
You kidding me right now?
The
this
company
is a
that,
joke.
Well, I think it's a good start, as a matter of fact. I mean, I like to ride my bike. I've got an e-bike. I ride it on the bike paths. And these people, sometimes they're not thinking.
What I'm one of these people. I
so
like to walk on there.
So they need to have the extra layer of safety, because how often are they like just stopping and chatting and drinking their latte?
They're
not even moving.
If so you want to go cruising, then go on the country roads. Go out there then. Let's go back to the M line. Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, Triple M. This is Jeff. But I want to comment on Jonathan's comment about that safety vest thing.
Yeah.
I agree with them. That is the most ridiculous thing. Another layer of bureaucracy, another way that people can get fined and have to pay the city money.
Yeah. I mean, do you walk on the bike path sometimes?
I ride on the bike path. But here's the thing. What they need to focus on is how about the people that rob people out there? How does that keep you safe from those people?
Right, exactly. That's exactly.
More important than somebody on a bicycle.
Yep. Thank you so much. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. What are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
I am.
Yeah. So what do you think? Are you a biker or a walker?
I'm both.
Okay.
I walk, I run, and I bike, and I take my dog on the path, and I think this is utterly insane.
Right.
Well, I think they have vests for the dogs, too.
But to me, it's not the issue of that. To me, what I see, even as a biker, are bikers who fly by, give no indication that they're passing or anything, and yes, walkers and runners and dogs, you know, don't pay attention to. So to me, it's really just an everybody needs to be more aware of their surroundings and be cognizant of things and pay more attention and, you know, think about being a good path participant.
I like that. Yes. We can all be path participants together in harmony.
Yeah, it would be great if we could somehow legislate that everyone behaves, but since they can't, you know.
Thanks, Jen.
I love that, Kitty. I wish we could, but you're right. Unfortunately, that's not the way things work right now, but I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, Jen. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
608-588-1055. What do you think?
Safety is important, and I think that Madison has been at the forefront of a lot of these sorts of issues. So I think being a leader in this and safety on these paths, I think that would be a great little feather in our cap.
Don, you can call us if you want to sound off on this. 608-588-1055. Don Orlando says there's somebody, because you're kind of for it, Kitty. I'm not that hot on this. But
I mean, if the bicyclists had to wear it, I probably wouldn't like it that much because I always get that sweat line down the back of my back when I'm biking.
Yeah.
And I think there'd be chafing involved. But as far as the walkers, they're going
care.
At a more leisurely pace, and I don't think it would be a problem.
Interesting. All right. Well, Don Orlando says we've got somebody on the phone who I think might be in your camp. Let's go to the M line. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Arthur.
Arthur, hello. Are you calling regarding the vests on the bike path?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so are you for it or against it? How are you feeling?
I mean, how could you not be for this? Everybody should be for it. I mean, this is the new rule, people. You got to follow the rule. And if you're not following the rule, then, you know, and I see you out there without one, then I might have to, you know, report it or something.
You mean you're going to go around and try to report people who aren't wearing the vests? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you know, this is about safety, right? And I think everybody should be on board when the new rule comes down. I mean, whenever I see something like this and people aren't following the rule, I feel like it's on me to get them reported to the authorities. So, you know, I just like to take on that responsibility as a citizen of our town, our city, you know?
Well, let me ask you something, Arthur. Sometimes if someone is crossing and it says don't walk, but there's no cars, that's not a big deal, is it?
It really gives me the shakes, honestly. I just don't like to see that happening. You know, people should really be waiting for the man, not the hand.
All right, so here we go now. Now there's going to be people out there who are just looking around trying to report you.
I think that's great. Looking after our fellow man, making sure we're all towing the line.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.